Here we are at Wednesday, the 18th of March, in TN 26. We are reading and studying John chapter 11 today. Now we are seeing things begin to near the end of Jesus' life before his death and resurrection. We are very soon going to be heading into the Easter season, and with that, it's interesting that our readings are moving in that direction as well. This chapter 11 is one of, outside of, you know, obviously Jesus is being arrested, beaten, crucified, and all of the horrific things and sad things that happen with that. I think this is one of those chapters that are extremely emotional. And I think it's most emotional to me because it has the most famous two-word verse in the entire Bible. So Jesus has these friends, Mary and Martha, that we've talked about before, and their brother Lazarus. And we see this story, this account of Lazarus being sick and Jesus waiting a little bit before he went to go visit Lazarus. And we see an interaction between Mary and Martha, and I really want you to pay attention to that today, because Mary and Martha come to Jesus and they want him to come and heal their brother before he dies. And then we find out that when Jesus showed up on the scene after traveling to them, that he had already died and he had already been dead for 3 days, which is an amazing foreshadowing of Jesus coming up later on. But when Mary, in verse 32, reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come see, Lord," they replied. And then verse 25 or 35, Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." Now, if we really think about this part of the passage, Jesus knew that he could heal and even bring back to life Lazarus. So people might think, why was Jesus crying? Well, if we go back and look at verse 33, it says when he saw her weeping, so when he saw Mary weeping, and when he saw the other Jews, the friends of Lazarus, weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. He was troubled because he noticed others who were hurting. So Jesus was hurting because others were hurting, even though he knew he could bring Lazarus back to life. If we go back about 8 or 10 verses, in verse 25, Jesus said to Martha, the other sister, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" So Jesus is giving this amazing statement about eternal life. And yet a few verses later, Jesus is weeping. Now you may have heard me say before, when we hurt, God hurts. And this is really the primary scripture that makes me know this, that because he's compassionate and he loves us, just like he loved Lazarus, we're not hurting alone when we hurt. It doesn't give God, it doesn't give Jesus any pleasure to know that we're hurting, but we still hurt. But we can be assured that we've got a God that loves us so much that when we hurt, he hurts. And we know that if we believe in him, we will never die. We will live forever, even though God knows the end result, He still has sorrow when we have sorrow. And I love thinking about the compassion of Jesus. So think about that as you read this amazing account about the death and bringing back to life of Lazarus by Jesus. And then at the end of the chapter, of course, you'll see a man come onto the scene named Caiaphas. Remember that name. We'll be talking about him in a couple weeks.